With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some good news on the international diplomacy front in two different theaters of concern. First, on the Indian subcontinent, a ceasefire has been declared between Israel, or I should say, India and Pakistan, and that's because they held talks with the Trump administration and others who intervened to try to get them to stop lobbing missiles at each other, as they've been doing over the past several weeks. And both sides are now committed to de-escalating that conflict. Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports Ukraine and its allies are pushing for a 30-day ceasefire starting on Monday.
In a show of unity for Ukraine, leaders from four major European countries threaten to ratchet up pressure if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire starting Monday. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
If he turns his back on peace, we will respond. Working with President Trump, with all our partners, we will ramp up sanctions and increase our military aid for Ukraine's defense.
The leaders say building up Ukraine's military will be a key deterrent against Russia. The Coalition of the Willing met in Kyiv Saturday.
And that is correspondent Julie Walker reporting. President Trump says not all countries will get as good of a trade deal as the one Britain signed this week with the United States.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report. He says it's a question of the Bible and truth.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life. And a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel are playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states in all have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now pro-Palestinian groups are organizing their own efforts to repeal such legislation in several states, including Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports a FedEx board member has been selected to be the next Postmaster General.
David Steiner is slated to take over control of the U.S. Postal Service as the nation's 76th Postmaster General, pending his successful completion of an ethics and security clearance process. Steiner was CEO of Waste Management and serves on the FedEx Board of Directors. The Trump administration has floated the idea of privatizing the nearly 250-year-old Postal Service amid chronic financial challenges. Postal unions have protested any potential privatization. They also expressed concern over Steiner's potential conflict of interest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency was fired this week and replaced by a Trump administration official. Cameron Hamilton, the acting administrator, was summoned to the White House this week. This is SRN News.